Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 21. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm David Langiuli.
So David, we're going to talk about a great donor service today.
Wow. Yeah. Important topic for the nonprofit world, for sure. You know, donors are such the lifeblood of a nonprofit organization. They're like the oxygen. They carry the oxygen, also known as money. So, as I was giving blood this morning, I was like looking at all those little red blood cells in those vials and thinking like, wow, so important.
Yeah. And it's, we're going to kind of unpack a little bit, the blog from last week where we talked about, you know, three different ways that you can kind of improve this area. I think one of the things I liked about what you wrote is the context of sort of, you know, particularly I think for small and medium sized nonprofits, you know, it can be a bit of a struggle, and yet it is the core, it is the oxygen. And so it's something you need to pay attention to.
Yeah. I feel that sometimes it's easy to treat donors like objects, like treat them like transactions. I think it's very easy to get caught up in the, I see you as a wallet or as a checkbook. And so the purpose behind this blog post is to remember that donors are people too. And there are ways, and they have opinions, and they have suggestions, and they want to be treated like people.
Yeah, and so the sort of high level, I'll talk about what the three ways are, which is, you know, the first one being really making sure you're keeping open the lines of communication. And the second one is to be responsive. And then the third one is to remain patient at all times, because, you know, sometimes when people are coming to you, you know, with challenges they're having or complaints, it can be a little bit easy to maybe slip in defensiveness or, you know, not really being open and listening. So so why don't we kind of unpack those a little bit?
Yeah, let's do that. I feel like, as you know, Lillian, my wife, and I are getting ready to participate in the first Landmark. Landmark is an organization that does personal professional development courses, and she and I are heading over to Fort Lauderdale this weekend to do the communications course. So let's talk about it. It's very present for me right now. And I am finding that communications is becoming an art form that is becoming a lost art form. And so in the article, you know, I talk about sort of three methods. Of course, there's always the face-to-face meeting as a way of communicating, which is really the best. But we don't always have time to meet face to face with everyone, so we are often communicating through email or through the telephone or via social media. So I talk about those in the article and some things to consider, especially around stakeholders, constituents, donors.
And I think one thing that really struck me was, you know, the idea of having a response time, like within your organization, like actually setting a goal, like what is our response time, whether it's, you know, that day, 24 hours, you know, whatever it is. And then also the idea that I think sometimes what we think, well, I don't know the answer to that, or I'm tracking down the answer to that. And there's something really nice about actually just getting back to the person and saying, like, you know, I appreciate you asking that question. You know, I'm going to go and, you know, follow up on that, and I'll get back to you, you know, by X date, like that. Because I think too, like, I think a lot of people struggle, they have so many emails, and so they kind of read an email, and then if they don't respond right away, or somehow, you know, put in the calendar that they need to do something about that, then it just gets buried.
Email gets pushed down so quickly. And unless you have some kind of a system to keep it alive, it, stuff will get pushed down so fast, it could be days before you actually respond. Because, you know, you can't respond, you may not be able to respond in the moment. And then, unless you have a good system, I mean, I'll share with the audience, like my system is, and this is just how I handle it, with email. If there's an unopened email in my inbox, it requires my attention. Mm-hmm. And so that's just one way of handling it. It requires a response from me or some action. And I usually only have about a screen's worth of those at any given time. Mm-hmm. So that's one structure that you can use for email. I don't know. What do you think, Janice?
Yeah, no, I'm the same. As you know, I'm quite a minimalist, so I don't. Yeah. I like to deal with things and get rid of them.
Right.
Or, you know, note that I have to do something. You know, I think maybe we'll bring in the third one too, like about being patient. Like, I think that's the other thing is sometimes, like, if somebody, you know, let's imagine like you get a voicemail or an email about making a big mistake, you know, in donor recognition, you know.
Right.
Then I think that's the other thing too, is like sometimes the lack of response might come from somebody trying to figure out what went wrong, or, you know, just like guilt, you know, or shame, right, or like all these emotions can get triggered. Right. And then
well, if I ignore this, maybe it'll go away.
Exactly. And so I think when you were talking about, you know, the kind of levels of, you know, face-to-face and phone and email and social media, like in many ways, that, you know, for me, that time where it's like, you need to pick up the phone, you know,
yes,
and apologize and listen and let the person sort of process what's happened. And then again, it's like, be responsive, right? You need to go and figure out like, how did that error happen?
Right.
Make sure it's fixed and then get back and read.
But not only make sure it's fixed, but part of the response is like, okay, talk to the donor, talk to the board member, fix the error, and then let them know that the error has, you know, been handled, or mm-hmm. The mess has been cleaned up. We talk about, yeah, you know, in leadership, Janice, you and I talk about that leadership and running organizations is messy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Forrest Gump would say, it happens. I'm leaving off the SH, you know, it happens. It does. It happens. And so you got to clean it up.
Yeah. And I think the same too, like the other thing that strikes me is, you know, if somebody makes a suggestion, then again, it's like, acknowledge that the suggestion's been made, explain how you're going to review that. And it may turn out that it's not possible for your organization to do what they're suggesting.
Exactly.
But you need to always be closing the loop. I think that's, you know, you talk, like we talk and you talk a lot about integrity. It's like, sometimes I think that's where we fall through, is like we deal with something, but we don't actually close the loop on making sure the person understands what we've done and the reasoning.
Yeah, just because a donor makes a suggestion doesn't mean you have to take it on. It's a suggestion. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, and you and I have talked about this in the context of coaching, many of the clients that you and I work with as executive coaches, we find that they take a saboteur assessment that we're very fond of, and they score high on what we call the pleaser in especially fundraisers, mm-hmm. working with donors. They're always wanting to please. So they almost take every suggestion as like, I have to do this. No, that's not true. You can say no. The thing is just to be responsive and say, we're going to decline to do that at this time. Mm-hmm. And here's our basis for that. But I really do appreciate the suggestion. It's a great idea. It's just not for us at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be responsive. I want to say something else about, and that should be done by a phone call, mm-hmm. not by an email. So I think we get caught up in wanting to be, In trying to be responsive, we think like, oh, let me just send an email. I think you got to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes one phone call is worth 1,000 emails. Let me say one more thing about phone. What I'm noticing these days is that, you know, everyone uses their cell phone. including people in the nonprofit world and making themselves available. And I'm noticing that people's voicemail boxes, I get messages that their voicemail box is full and you can't leave a message. So be aware of that. Make sure in terms of your being responsive to your stakeholders, make sure that they're able to leave you a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's some things that we didn't
talk
about.
Maybe you and I, we don't want to get into age too much, but I do feel like there's a bit of a lost art to making phone calls, which often is like they would be much more efficient.
Absolutely. Very much more efficient than a whole series of emails. But and I think we'll leave the social media thing for another day. It's a very powerful way to engage with people. It's a topic unto itself. Maybe we'll talk more about in the future.
Yeah. So let's give people something tangible that they can.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give the audience a bit of a challenge today. Not that that's hard for me to challenge people, but I'm going to challenge the audience for the next month or so. My challenge is that you respond for every email or voice message that calls for a response, that you actually respond within 24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge. Yeah. So now we invite you to go put this into practice.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.